Okay, so the last of the Aseres HaDibros is Lo Sachmod. Lo Sachmod obviously means don't covet or don't be jealous. And we're going to take a look at some of the Machshava, Hashkafa, and Halacha, which surrounds Lo Sachmod in this shir. So let's start from the beginning. The two Pesukim, then in the Aseres HaDibros, like we know in Parshas Yisro, Parshas Yitzchanan. So the first one goes, Lo Sachmod b'Yisrayacha, Lo Sachmod eish Yisrayacha, v'avdo v'amaso v'shor v'chamaro v'chol eshel Yisrayacha. Okay, so you should not be jealous of your friend's house, your friend's wife, your friend's eved, or maidservant, and obviously their animals, and anything which they have. The second one is, Lo Sachmod eish Yisrayacha, so first comes eish Yisrayacha, v'lo tis'aveh, which is a different lav, right, a different lashon, the tis'aveh, mi lashon taiva, so we see that there's a discrepancy between the two psukim. Number one, in terms of the order of the things which you covet. Number two, sadeh is found in Parshas Veschanan, if you notice, but not in Parshas Yisro. And this addition of Lotisaveh, and the order is also different. Okay, so let's see if we could go through some of the Mefarshim explaining the difference between these two things. So without reading it inside, Rabbeinu Bechaya, as well as Ruchayim Paltiel, in sources 3 and 4, basically explain that Taiva, the difference between Taiva and Chimud, have to do with whether there was money associated with it. Taiva is belief, which makes sense to us. When a person has a Taiva, that's something which they desire to have. Whether those Taivas come to fruition in terms of action or not, it's a shayla, but that doesn't take away from the taiva. And the chima, the coveting, is the action which is associated with that taiva. Actually going ahead and doing something. This is a very important chilek, which we're going to have to come back to later on when we discuss the Rambam. The Riva, in source number 5, points out an interesting insight into what is the difference between the order that we have. We know that first we have Beis Reyacha, Eishes Reyacha, and then all his materials, the Eved, the Amaso, and the Shor V'chamaro. Says the Riva, the reason for that difference is very simple, because that's the normal order in which a person responsibly will create his household. First, he will buy himself a house in order so that when he gets married, him and his wife have a place to live, right? You sign an apartment on a dira before you get married. And then afterwards, you accumulate all the wealth that you need in order to live. And that's why the order is in that way. Where is Sadeh? Why is there no Sadeh in the first set of the Aseres HaDibros? But there is a Sadeh, a field that you can be jealous of in the second one. Says the Riva, very simple. Because in the first set of Dibros, where are the Jewish people? Where are they located? In the Midbar. Do you have a field in the Midbar? Not really. You're encamped in the Midbar. Nothing's growing. You're eating from mun. However, the second set of Dibros Veschanan, which is in Sefer Devarim, Am Yisrael is on the cusp of entering into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, at that point, it's important to add Sadeh, or add the idea of being jealous of your friend's field, because that's going to become a reality. And therefore, that's why the Torah adds it in, and that's what the Riva explains. The Alshach beautifully, like we pointed out before, connects the Aseres HaDibros with the Eser Mamarim, the 10 things, the 10 utterances which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used in order to create the world. And he says, the Losachmod is what Kinege, Dibor Zeh Lumat Maimor Lotov Hios Ha'adam Levado. That it's not good if man is by himself. What does that mean? Well, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created what? An Ezer Kinegdo. He created Chava for Adam so he wouldn't be lonesome. If that's true, so what does it have to do with Lo Sachmod? Well, the idea being is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava, what did God do? Did he create just any woman for Adam? No. He created Adam's Basher, his Batzug, the person who was perfect for Adam. And therefore, since that was a person who was perfect for Adam, if a person would be jealous of his friend's wife, so what would happen? Well, you're going to be chomed somebody who's not your batzug, somebody who's not your basheret. And therefore, that's why they're connected together, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing, you know, is being mezavig zvugos, as the Gemara Mesach HaSota tells us. And therefore, that is the connection between Lo Sachmod and Lo Tov Hios Adam Levado. The Ibn Ezra, in a more general sense, echoes the same idea on the Pasuk. And he says, Osach mor kacha kol maskil tzarech sheyida ki asher yafa ki isha yafa mamalim etzero adam bavor chachmas odaito rak isher chilak lo Hashem. Just a very beautiful, succinct way of saying it. Any item which a person has, whether it's monetarily or, you know, in terms of a person's family and wife, it all comes from Hashem. It's not because of your good looks. It's not because of your charisma. It's not because of your business savvy. It's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu bestowed it upon you, and therefore, that's why you have it. The Kli Yakar, in a very similar light to the the Alshech, connects not the Eser Eser Sedibros to the Eser Mamara, but rather to themselves. He reads the Eser Sedibros across. What do I mean? He connects the first of the Eser Sedibros with the sixth of the Eser Sedibros. Because if you read Anokhi Hashem Elokecha on the first Dibra, if you keep on reading across to the next one, that will bring us to what? Lo Sertzach. And therefore, he assumes that there's a connection between these two. Well, this is the last one. So number 10 should be connected to number 5. How is that working? Kaved Es Avicha Keneged Lo Sachmod. What's the connection between Kaved Es Avicha Ves Imecha and Lo Sachmod? So the Kli Yakar is a very interesting approach. He talks about, it seems somewhat Kabbalistic in nature, if a person really is a chomed, his friend's wife, and he thinks about his friend's wife during Tashmish, what ends up happening is that child who's born isn't really the child of that person's mother, and therefore they're not going to have kibud av v'aim, and they also won't have one to their mother because it's not really their mother, and two to their father because the father didn't really want to be their father, he just wanted to be mali tavaso. Okay, it's an interesting take from a psychological and maybe Kabbalistic standpoint, but I think at a very, very pashat level, if a person is constantly attracted to their friend's wife, so then how does a child view his mother? If his father doesn't treat her with any respect, he also will probably not treat his mother with respect. And even if he does treat his mother with respect because he feels bad for his mother, you know who he won't treat with respect? His father, who's being such a terrible person to his mother. And therefore, there are pitfalls with jealousy of one's wife in the realm of Kibud av v'aim as well. And perhaps that's a connection over there. The Zevar Achinuch in the Shorashim, when explaining this, actually talks about this very radical downward spiral that takes place if one is involved in Lo Sachmod. He says, because if a person decides in their mind that they really want something, and they desire it so much, that nothing's going to get in their way in order to attain it. So while it might start off with a courtship of, let's say a person has a book that you want, or a new phone, or a car, and you'll ask, can I buy it from you? Can I buy it from you? And then eventually what ends up happening is a person will get into a fight and they'll end up killing over it because the taiva and desire is so strong. And that is something which, certainly could come up. If anybody is a Lord of the Rings fans, Smeagol, originally with the ring. That's my pop culture reference of the afternoon. Okay. Now, this brings us to obviously a very important question, this entire Dibra. Can Hashem dictate our emotions, right? Chimud is seemingly involuntary. Can I decide what I'm jealous about? Some people care about new technology. Some people care about cars. Some people don't care about any of that stuff. So it's a kind of an involuntary response, emotional response. And therefore, is it right for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mitzava in those things? Now, we all know that God is mitzava emotions. It's not a mystery to us. There's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. There's the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Seemingly, those are emotions. No one can seemingly get out of those. Ava might be connected to Yedia, as the Rambam famously says in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Same with Yira. Also could be connected to Yedia. Same halacha, I think, in Beis Beis. But let's leave that aside for right now. When it comes to the realm of Chimud, it's a little bit more complicated. The Ibn Ezra famously says that yes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu can, because there are certain things which a person doesn't desire or isn't jealous of. For example, a person's not jealous that they can't fly. I mean, like, maybe you have a fantasy that you want to fly, that, you know, you can pretend you're some superhero, but nobody but Foal is jealous of birds that they could find they can't, because it's so outside the realm of possibility. So Dewey says, let's say you're a poor person. Are you really going to be jealous that you're not married to the princess? Like, is that really within the realm of possibility? Now, what he's not saying is, what the Ibn Ezra I don't think is saying is, because I don't think it's true, is that not that it's not that you don't have a desire or you're not attracted, you know, and like a person in their mind can dream about marrying the princess, because that we all know is true. So what is the Ibn Ezra referring to? Nobody thinks it's actually going to happen. Even if the poor person has, you know, quote unquote, a crush on the princess, doesn't mean he's going to take steps, you know, in order to go ahead and date the princess. This is not Aladdin. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, whatever. Maybe he finds the genie and then things could work themselves out. But that's not going to happen before well. And therefore, that's not going to be, within the realm of Lo Sachmor. I know, Alicia, I added another pop culture reference. Okay, in the Beis HaLevi says it in a slightly different light, and the Beis HaLevi says, let's say there was a person who was on a mission, right? If a person was on a mission, and I don't remember the exact mashal he gives, you can look at it inside, but let's say the person is crossing a bridge, where he has to climb a mountain in order to achieve something, and he wants it so badly. If he climbs the mountain, there's a big treasure chest there, filled with gold, that he can retire forever. And he's climbing the mountains, and all he could be thinking about is that treasure chest. Like, that's mamish, what he wants, that's everything. And then as he's climbing the mountain, let's say he slips, and he starts falling down the mountain. And then he finally gets his footing. In those 3 seconds of him falling down the mountain, does he desire the treasure which he finds up on top of the mountain? Of course not. It's a furthest thing from his mind. The only thing he cares about is that he doesn't die, that he doesn't fall down the mountain. Says the Beis HaLevi, what we must realize is that when there's a sin, a chait, associated with that which we're chome, with that which we desire, that which we covet, it's the same thing as a person about to fall down a mountain as he's climbing up to go get the treasure chest. And therefore, because of that, it is possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mitzava on our emotions. Because the same way that the person who's falling down the mountain never in a million years would assume, you know, would be befoal caring about that because he's about to go and die. So too, if a person is going to sin and fall down to the depths in the onshim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for him, there's no way that at that moment he will actually have any desire whatsoever for the thing that he pointed out. That's when it comes to Lo Sachmor. Just very, very quickly, I forgot to add, the Cheverners like to take the Ibn Ezra, just, you know, and flip it on its head because of Galus Adam. And they always say that, no, it's not that you're the poor person and therefore you have no desire for the princess. Lehefech, you're the prince and you have no desire for the poor person. You know what I mean? Like, you're Galus Adam. And therefore, there's no reason why you would want this peasant. You would be looking to marry a princess. And so too, people who are not for you are not your princess. And that's apparently how they say it in the Chevron. Okay. Moving on to some of the halacha lemaisa, or maybe some of the lamdisha elements of Lo Sachmor. It's a very well-known and famous Rambam. The Rambam tells us as follows. Kol achome, let's read it together. Hilchos gzeila v'avida perek alf halacha tes. Gzeila v'avida, by the way, tells you something. Because gzeila v'avida sounds like an action, correct? Lo Sachmor, if it was just about desire, where would it be, maybe? Maybe Hilchos Deos, right? Maybe Hilchos Deos, like it's bad midos to have desires of things? Okay, maybe. What does he say? Kol chomid abdo o'amasa o'beis o'bekeila shal chavero. If you desire anything with your friends, yadzo kol da shavar sheiknu lo mimeno v'chvido olav b'rei mevitzer bo'at shal chom mimeno afa bishnas lo damim rabim hariza over below sasei. Says the Rambam, if there's something which your friend owns, and you really want it, and you nudge him, and you nudge him, and you nudge him, then you violate Lo Sachmor, even if you gave him money. Even if you paid him for it. Okay? So what is the component, according to the Rambam? When is it? When you gave him the money. V'ein lokin alav zeh, v'neshein bo ma'isa. But there's no malchus, because we know there's a klal, right? That alav, she'ein bo ma'isa, ein lokin alav. There are no malchus, there is no lashes if the lav that you perform has no ma'isa. But, says the Rambam, you only violate the Isser if you actually take the item which you desire. This, in one line, seems like a stira minei ubei in the Rambam. On the one hand, he tells us that there's no malchus, because losachmos, what is it really about? It's about your desire for the item, not your actual ability to take it. Sorry, it's about your desire for the item. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether there's an action associated with it. It's a law of shame, but ma'isa, and therefore there's no malchus. But then the second time, what does he say? He says, by the way, you don't violate the law until when? Until you actually take it. So you need a ma'isa in order to violate the law. So what is the Rambam talking about? Is it a law of shame, but ma'isa, or is it a law of shame, but ma'isa? This is something which is deriving, which I underlined for you. Obviously picks up on. In Logan Alav Zesh, in Mamaisa, Amar Avram, Lo Raisi Dever Tamua Gadol Mizeh. I haven't seen anything more, you know, bizarre than this. Mevehechen Maisa Gadol Mitilas Chayfetz. How do you have a greater Maisa than taking the Chavtza? Okay, so what's shot with the Rambam? So, we can look at the Sefer, the Smak, in source number 14 if you really want. But basically, what most of the Achronim, Rav Chaim, the Rav, and others point out, they explain as follows. While it may be true that losachmod needs a maisa, needs the netilas chayfetz, you must actually take the item which you're chomed, that which you desire, the taking of the item is not the iser, it's really the internal desire that you want for the item. So why do I need to take it? Because that is a sheer in how much I want that item. That's a determination that shows that I want it so much that I'm not going to get anything in my way until I actually take it. But anything short of that, any taiva or chimud which I have, but that doesn't result in me actually acquiring the chepza, is not enough chimud in order to violate the law of losachmod. So the taking of the item is not the iser, but it's a sheer. It is a way that I could calculate and determine how much I wanted it, and it's really the internal desire for the item, which is really indicative of what the chimud is all about. That's how many of the Achronim explain the Rambam. It's still not exactly clear, without getting into it right now, because Lamaisa, the Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz to Matzah, that when it comes to the Isser Bal Yira Bal Yimatze, there is no Malchus, because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. But the Rambam also says, seems like it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. There's a big Rav Chaim on this, to leave aside for now. Maybe it's a Lav Anitich L'Asei. But what the Rambam does say, this is the important part, what the Rambam does say, that if I buy Chametz, or if I make Chametz, then I do get Malchus. And the point is that if I could associate a Maisa with a lav that classically shouldn't get malchus, according to the Rambam Melchora, I do get malchus, right? Because if I buy the chametz, or if I create the chametz, I get malchus. So why over here do I not also get malchus? Okay, there's a lot to talk about, but let's move on from here. I gave you also over here some halachah lemaisas of losachmod, how the Shocharach paskins in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat. I'll just add with one very, very quick idea from the Medrash of Vayikra Rabba, that what the Medrash does over there in Parshas Kedoshim is that it sees many of the various halachos which were found in Parshas Kedoshim, and it categorizes them and puts them in categories of the Aseres HaDibros. The really Parshas Kedoshim has many mitzvos in there, and they really could find their roots in the Aseres HaDibros. And I think a very beautiful one is that they point out that losachmod is kineged v'yahavta re'echa kamocha. The losachmod, that when the Torah tells you losikam losidor v'yahavta re'echa kamocha, that what the Torah is really telling you is that this is an expression of losachmod. That the real way that maybe I could accomplish losachmod, or the positive, the inverse of losachmod, is v'haftalei chamocha, which Rabbi Kiva obviously points out to us, is that called kadol b'Torah. And that's a very important prerequisite for Matan Torah, for Shavuos, As we know that Vayichad Sham Yisrael Keneged Har Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad, that part of this count of Sfiras HaOmer down to Matan Torah and the non-coincidental nature of the plague of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Shelo Naku Kavod Zeh B'Zeh, the Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, which is so vital, is not just, this is important to pay attention to, it's not just the prerequisite and the preparation, it's also the goal. It's also the Losach mode. If you went through the Maimed HaSinar properly, you got Losach mode. You achieved V'yahavta Le'echa Kamocha. And hopefully, our ability to have a proper Kabbalah Satorah, hopefully our ability to incorporate the Torah within every single element of our lives, will lead to a greater appreciation for Losach mode, not just in the negative sense, but also in the positive sense of V'yahavta Le'echa Kamocha. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.